From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Many people haven't heard of Buddy Romer, but he's running for president. Despite an impressive resume and a gift for turning a phrase, Romer barely registers in the polls, and he's only accepting contributions that are under $100. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers has this portrait of an unusual presidential campaign.
Buddy Romer's credentials sound plenty presidential. He's been governor of Louisiana. He served four terms in Congress. He was a high school valedictorian who holds degrees from Harvard and Harvard Business School. He also founded a bank. But query New Hampshire voters, even the sort who attend presidential campaign events in the middle of a workday, and Buddy Romer's marginal status comes across loud and clear.
Buddy Romer, you know, it's a familiar name, but I forget all about Buddy Romer. I don't know a thing about it.
Buddy Romer. I do not.
Buddy Romer? Buddy Romer seems like a very nice guy. But he's not going to go anywhere.
Ask Romer himself, and he won't argue. He knows his campaign hasn't caught on, and that's after basically living in New Hampshire full-time and keeping up a heavy schedule of retail politicking.
I've seen no evidence that it's picking up steam. I mean, I'm honest about that. But the shock has been no debates. That's what I looked forward to.
Romer's convinced that if he'd been allowed to participate in even a few of the 16 debates and forums held so far, things might be a little different.
When I get an audience, I move them to my side. I do it every day. But there are 15 people, there are 5 people, there are 18 people, there are 30 people. In a debate, you've got 8 million.
On this day, Romer's audience was 8, and that included his own brother-in-law and a guy running for president as a Democrat. Romer was meeting with New Hampshire Tea Party leaders at the Concord office of a taxpayer group. If the thin turnout disappointed Romer, who last sought office 16 years ago, he didn't let on.
We'll clean up Washington. It will be hell and back. It will not be easy, but I can do it. I will work with Congress, but I will lead and I will act and I will not allow a single bill to pass over my veto pen until they do campaign reform. And I'll know who will be with me. You will. Because you know it's the key. It's the key.
Romer says the political system is totally corrupted by money, and he's made overhauling campaign finance laws the centerpiece of his run. Jane Aitken of the New Hampshire Tea Party Coalition describes Romer's message as 90% meat and no baloney.
I think he's great. He's got the right idea, and Tea Party's against cronyism and corruption in government and money and so forth, and I think he's right on the mark.
But Romer's brand of politics also defies easy categories. He says he loves the Tea Party, but also loves the Occupy movement. And while he's now a Republican, Romer was a Democrat for most of his public career. Romer suggests a strong showing in the New Hampshire primary could push him towards the GOP mainstream, yet he's also seeking the nomination of Americans Elect, a group planning to run a third-party candidate in November. University of New Hampshire political scientist Dante Scala says either way, Romer's got challenges.
In a party primary, you have to have some sort of base in the party to build from, and he just doesn't have that. Whether he could build something like what Ralph Nader did in 2000, you know, remains to be seen. But again, he doesn't come in with the name ID and the legitimacy that Ralph Nader brought.
But Buddy Romer would tell you he shares affinities with a wider swath of voters, and he's surely a lot more fun. If one needs proof, just visit his Twitter account, at Buddy Romer. It's not your average politician's Twitter feed. It features Romer's musings on politics, popular culture, and the rest of the GOP presidential field, or as Romer hashtags it, clown car.
Now, I don't necessarily do the fingertips. I got a couple ladies that help me. But they're capturing my voice. We have a team.
But you're dictating these things.
Absolutely. I scream and holler at it. When I call Mitt Romney a stuffed corporate shirt, that's me. When I call Newt Gingrich been at the trough so long that he can't smell another pig, that's me.
Buddy Romer returns to New Hampshire for more campaigning next Tuesday. He says he'll be taking the day off from tweeting on Christmas. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.